Shabbat shalom. I recently read an article with the title, "Here's How Much Every Member of the Kardashian-Jenner Family Is Worth, colon, hint, one sister is already the youngest billionaire in the world." As advertised, we get a listing of every Kardashian and Jenner's value from greatest to least. This made me wonder, what would a magazine article say about my worth? Would I, like the Kardashian-Jenner family, simply be deemed as valuable as the amount of money I have? Would my net financial worth determine my worth? What is the value of a human life? Judaism answers this question time and again. We read in Genesis, "And God created humankind in God's image, teaching us that we all have a holy spark within us and therefore are of equal value under God." The statement, "love your neighbor as yourself," is repeated no less than 36 times in the Torah to emphasize the message of equality. No one is worth more than another. The Talmud expands on this idea that if we are all equal, it follows that we are all equally responsible for honoring each other's equality. Kol Yisrael aravim ze baze. We are all responsible for one another. We must fight for each other's fair treatment, which is why it is so painful to see how far we have come from this ideal. One doesn't have to search very much to find industries that compromise the health of their workers, their customers, and the environment. Think about the companies that knowingly marketed misinformation about opioid painkillers, playing down their addictive effects for many years, leading to our current epidemic. Or the e-cigarette industry that peddles its wares to vulnerable youth. Just last month, a 17-year-old Bronx boy died from a vaping-related illness. Such despicable behavior is tolerated because in cases such as these, profits are valued more than life. How have we gotten here? How is it possible that one human being can treat another as if they do not matter, as if they are worth only the money that they can bring in? How can this be? This may seem like a modern problem, but the pull of corruption is ancient. In the story of the Tower of Babel, the generation of people after the flood decided to build a giant tower. They said, "Let us make a tower with its top at the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves." As they built, they became more and more intoxicated with ambition. They wanted to work on their tower day and night, no matter the cost to human life. A famous midrash explains, if a worker fell and died, they paid no attention to him. But if a brick fell, they would all sit and weep. "What a loss," they would say. "Look how long it will take until we can build another brick to take its place." This midrash serves as a warning to us, never value the brick over the human being. Every life is precious. Everyone is irreplaceable. Nothing is more valuable than a single life. The Talmud says, "Whoever destroys a single life has destroyed an entire universe. And whoever saves a single life has saved an entire universe." In a beautiful image, the Talmud goes on to say that God created human beings from one mold, and thus every human being is fashioned in the stamp of the very first person, even though not one of them resembles another completely. In other words, no human life is more valuable than another. And it's not just an issue of big businesses like pharma and e-cigarette companies that perpetuate this problem. On a micro level, as individuals, we often perpetuate this ideology. Instead of valuing each other as equals, we are constantly sizing each other up. Who makes more money? Who has more charisma? Who has a closer family? Who has a more prestigious job? Who is in better shape? Whose children are more successful? This may seem harmless, but all of these comparisons lead us to make hierarchies of worth. It starts when each one of us allows ourselves to dishonor the worth of another in fairly innocuous ways. We may not be as guilty as the cigarette company, for example, but every time we think of others in hierarchical ways, we automatically diminish the worth of someone. We can be so quick to judge. We need to ask ourselves, how can we begin to turn around this culture? In what ways can we make small changes through our words and actions to honor the worth of a person? God created humankind in God's image. We all have a holy spark within us. Every one of us is necessary. Every one of us is equally valued. In his book, The Animal Orchestra, Bernie Krause writes that every animal, bird, and insect is able to make its voice heard through the whole jungle. All of the wildlife together are like a huge, wondrous orchestra, creating a complex, nuanced, and balanced symphony of sound. In the animal world, being heard is essential for survival. This is true for us as well. We each have our own melody to sing, no melody more important than the other. There is room for us all. Each voice must be heard. Each individual life must be honored. So how much is a human life worth? Everything. Shabbat shalom.